The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
BERKEY, Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Coalition airstrikes over the last 24 hours in Kobani destroyed several ISIL fighting positions and struck ISIL fighters. It wasn't meant to drive any other public discussion or debate. It wasn't meant to challenge the opinions or other protocols of other agencies.
Rear Admiral Kirby talking about the latest, as you heard there, with airstrikes, because so much is going on. We kind of get lost in what's happening in the quicksand of the Middle East, but not here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hey, everybody. Hope you're doing well in whatever hamlet you hail from. But some of the stories about these ISIS fighters, of course, it's nasty stuff. There was another Brit who was kidnapped, and now they're threatening beheading, and we're hearing about torture and what happened to James Foley. And also Stephen Sotloff, too, as well. And it's really sad to hear the waterboarding, the beating, the being bloodied up and whatnot. And pretty much blindfolded prisoners, from all accounts, just are slammed into a dark, cold room. And then, they go from there. And there's a lot of ISIS-controlled territory in between that swath of Syria and Iraq. It seems to me that this whole prisoner for ransom thing is quite a racket for ISIS. And they're getting money. They're getting money from somewhere, because there's even a prisoner who claims that ISIS paid him $3,600 to plant a bomb that killed his nephew. And they say more foreign fighters are starting to join the ranks of the evil men in black. So coalition forces keep on keeping on with the airstrikes. But to what end? Are we really making any headway with the thing with ISIS? In the meantime, closer to home, it looked like 4th of July gone awry. A rocket explodes. They say the damage is significant. Don't know what caused it. The rocket was carrying supplies to the International Space Station, including food. And it exploded. Of course, it's unmanned. It exploded along the Eastern Virginia coastline. Nobody was hurt in the explosion. A lot of people are lighter in the wallet, I suppose. $200 million to pull the whole thing together. The company is named Orbital. They're going to reconstruct what happened, try to get as many pieces together as they can. So now the space station crew, they're still in pretty good shape without the resupply. So they had enough food. It wasn't like they didn't have enough food. But they're still going to have to get some supplies up there. Will it be hitching a ride with the Russians or playing the waiting game? And the explosion, I think, tells you one thing. It's a never for sure deal. Manned, unmanned, great scientists, great engineers, great technology, and yet the unthinkable can happen right there moments after leaving the launch pad or even on the launch pad. It was set to launch at 6:22 Eastern on Tuesday evening, carrying this 5,000 pounds of supplies and equipment. It exploded 6 seconds after the launch. And it looked like it was just going perfectly straight into the sky. Clear skies, 100% favorable, perfect, perfect time for it. And then suddenly, pom. I guess I didn't do that well. Boom. And it's just a giant fireball. The kind that, if you're close enough, it shakes you. And that's what people around the rocket launch say. There are two other opportunities to resupply the space station, so there's not the massive panic about it yet. At this point, they're talking about another launch in January, so it could be on that. And if they have to, hitch a ride with the Russians. That's a little trickier, I would say. So isn't it interesting, NASA people involved, but because of the budget and what we've done to the space program, it's just not the same. Just not the same. Coming up on America Tonight, there's a thing called Christmas creep. That doesn't sound too good, does it? Christmas creep means all of a sudden it's on us. And it's not like you and I saying, sitting there having a cup of coffee and talking and realizing, wow, Christmas is almost here. No. Christmas creep means you're going shopping, you look around, and all of a sudden you see Christmas decorations, Christmas presents, things, Christmas right in your sight line. And I had this happen to me the other day, this phenomenon. At Home Depot, to find the last light bulb on the planet, and I was attacked by Christmas creep. Lights everywhere. Reindeer everywhere that you could put on your front lawn. Christmas creep is here. And Regina Lewis from the USA Today is going to talk to us about what's hot and what Christmas creep means to realtors, or not realtors, what it means to retailers, which it is their term, meaning that they're starting to see it creep in, and that's exactly what they want with the consumers. Just seems so early to me. It used to be Thanksgiving comes, boom, Santa comes the next day, Black Friday, and we're off to the races. Now people are even working round the clock on Thanksgiving to try to catch some of those consumers. So for some, it's not like there's not even a holiday. It's insanity. I tell you, it's craziness. Besides a conversation with Regina Lewis, we're also going to hear what you had to say, because the mailbag is full. Oh, yeah. Overflowing the mailbag. A lot of it still with Ebola, talking about Ebola and quarantines and all of that, but also the elections, because we're getting closer and closer to Election Day, and we have some states really in play, some interesting races that are definitely not set. And will the balance of power shift in the Senate? Will it go the way of the Republicans or not? A lot of people going to Iowa. A Jeb Bush group reaching out in Iowa, reaching to those voters before 2016. How about Joe Biden on the Democratic side? Hillary Clinton already made the rounds. Oh, man. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment
frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I can hardly believe it. I was back east just a couple of days ago, and I noticed in their Home Depots, there was a whole bunch of Christmas stuff. I was like, wow, Christmas shopping already? They're really pushing the whole Christmas deal. And it seemed like maybe it was topical in my mind or top of mind. Everywhere I went, I started to see Christmas things pop up. Regina Lewis is with us. She's a consumer reporter for USA Today. She's also working with Comcast and Xfinity to help consumers, like all of you listening to us, understand how to make better decisions. But this whole thing with Christmas shopping now in October, Regina, it's crazy. Do you remember that when you were a kid?
You know, I don't know if I was doing the shopping when I was a kid, but you're not imagining it. There's really a term called Christmas creep, literally, in the retail industry, as in creeping up on the calendar. And it's driven by two things, two kinds of buyers. The first are selectionists who can be out buying their Halloween candy for their kids and, oh, I like that Christmas wreath. I think I'll get it. They're not price conscious at all. They're the one percenters, if you will. And then survivalists, which most people fall under in some way, shape, or form, but generally it means you're trying to make it paycheck to paycheck. And you may have limited credit, and you need to spread your purchases out over multiple pay periods. It's the same reason you see longer lines at Walmart on a Friday. It's payday. And in a down economy, that's what drives our spending. It's also a zero-sum game, because once you've spent, especially if you have limited credit or are reticent to use it, it's over. So whatever retail gets you first wins. That's why they're out so early.
Yeah, Christmas creep. Wow, what a term. And so people are trying to buy up the deals then. Is that the people who are buying early?
No, I think they're buying early because they're pacing themselves. So they need to spread out their purchases. Some of them are signing up for layaway, which means they'll pay off things so that they own them outright by the time the holidays come. And some are also buying, you know, right now the displays that you're seeing, a lot of those are under $25 items. They're impulse buys with gas prices down. Suddenly people have roughly an extra $80 in their pocket on a monthly basis if they're filling up a 20-gallon tank once a week. That's pretty nice discretionary income. Not enough to get a flat-screen TV, but enough to make you a little merrier, I think.
Yeah, there you go. So what are people, Regina, what are people buying?
Well, it's expected that they'll buy right now those smaller ticket decorating type items. And then moving forward, the electronics is going to be big again. Those are the smart TVs, smart tablets, smart phones, laptops, et cetera. So those will be big gifts. They also tend to be the biggest ticket items on people's lists. And jewelry, but that's driven really by, interestingly, engagements. 40%+ of all engagements will happen between Thanksgiving and New Year's. So you see a spike in high-end jewelry.
Yeah, gadget gifts are always big. I can just remember that when we wanted to get computers or whatever it was, that seemed to always be at the top of our list, and now there's more gadgets than ever, right?
Yeah, more gadgets than ever. They'll be big again. Also, smartphones. It used to be that it was so contingent on when is your contract up. So people would say to me all the time, oh, you know, I'd love to put a phone under the Christmas tree for Johnny, but our contract isn't up until March. Now they're sold differently. That the payment strategy is very analogous to how you pay for a car on a monthly basis. So instead of a $600 cash outlay, they'll say $35.49 a month. Now, it still gets you to the same number and happens to be more profitable for the telecoms, but it's easier as a consumer to digest that. So if it's something you'd like to put out under the tree, walk into Sprint, T-Mobile, Verizon, AT&T, whomever you're working with, and say, hey, what can you do for me? I think you'll be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, and if you're trying to do, walking in and asking questions is great. And how about checking, like, reviews? Is the, the Consumer Reports, I used to get that all the time just to, for cars, right? But there's online stuff that you can look at and check facts out there, right?
Definitely. And I think the key there when you're doing a search, and you can do this both on the major search engines, Yahoo, Google, Bing, is do a news search. So you're searching for news articles, and that way you can filter out things that are promotional and are just on the top of the search list because, frankly, they've paid to be there. So there are a lot of great blogs and sources. I wouldn't, you could spend a lifetime trying to research things like smart televisions. Generally, if you play to the middle or get the most popular model, I think you're going to make a wise choice. But the real thing that is key right now is all of these gadget gifts are going to flop if you don't have the right home internet set up, the right network in place to have people on at the same time with enough speed. And also, they're only as good as the content you put on them. So you mentioned I'm working with Comcast. They just ran a poll with the Harris Polling Service out of Nielsen, and one out of three Americans say, you know what, that's a really good point. I'm not sure, was their answer, if I'm ready to absorb all these house guests I'm going to have over Thanksgiving or over Christmas break, let alone all the new gadget gifts. And so this is a good time to check your need for speed. It's only going to go up. And make sure you have the right configuration in place. Some of that might mean, if you don't have cable, which is the fastest of all, having somebody come out and install it over the next month. Sometimes they can do upgrades if you're an existing customer remotely, right? It's a click a button, and within 24 hours, your whole speed gets faster. But whatever it is, I equate it to, we once gave our son a remote control car, and we had the wrong battery. At that point, that's a bummer, right? So the modern-day equivalent is, you open these tablets, oh my gosh, I got a phone, this is all so great, and then suddenly everybody logs on, it's like, oh, it's not working as well as it could or should. And so that's a smart thing to get in place this month.
Yeah, especially too because of you mentioned those devices, but depending on what your setup is, where you've got streaming and everything else that can bottom everything out, and there's so many things that are hooked into it, and you're right. I don't think people really know. I bet if we did a poll and we asked everybody, well, what's, first of all, how fast is it, and how many people usually with XYZ devices, I bet you it would be really, really minuscule of people who understood, don't you think?
That's what the findings are revealing. So one out of everybody agrees there's a need for speed. And then when you say, so how are you doing with that? They look at you and say, that's a really good point. I'm not sure. So it is a good time to look into it. By the way, there's cost savings there, too, because let's say it's Christmas Day. You open up all the devices. What's the first thing that everybody starts doing? Download. I'll take this app, that app, this show, this movie, that song. And if you figure out what you already own. One of Comcast's concerns is people are double buying. They're buying television shows and movies they already own because there's a library of shows that they're giving away, or they have them too. So no need to run out to Redbox. No need to buy an extra subscription service. People are buying shows 2-3 times that they already have. And so that's another thing that, you know, a year from now, I think people will say, oh, I don't do that anymore. But right now, people are doing it.
Yeah, because they're not realizing that. I know. It's funny you say that, because I know a bunch of people that happened to as well, where they didn't realize they had a library and they had downloaded a bunch of other things and double paid, as you say. Do you think it's more exciting than ever, though, when the things that we're talking about, the fact that we can zoom, where before we were talking about, you mentioned the thing about the battery, and I laughed to myself and thought, yeah, how many runs do we do to 7-Eleven or wherever to get batteries? How great is it that we can just flip things open and go?
Oh, it's so exciting. I actually heard an interview on CNBC today about even having the ability to charge things wirelessly. So even the, you know, do you have a charger? Can I borrow your charger? I suspect in the not-too-distant future, even that will go away. So it's all very exciting. And from a content standpoint, one of the guys that runs the entertainment division at Comcast for Xfinity, their big programming, he said to me, you know, the best value of all is when you download the kids' shows, the kids' content, and they watch it in the back seat 100 times, and you paid nothing for that. So
wow. Those
are the kinds of things that you think, you know, you used to, my daughter's now 18, you know, we wore out the Barney VHS tape. Well, now, if you really have good systems in place, the content is almost infinite. It takes 2 seconds to download because it's actually stored in the cloud. It's more secure. And if you get your ducks in a row, these fantastic devices, I mean, tablets are awesome. Laptops are awesome. The new Curve TV, have you seen it?
Yes.
The TV screen that's Curve. It's amazing.
Yeah. Can you imagine where you don't, so you're not straining to sit in a certain space. It's you got it right there, right in front of you. I heard it's just incredible. I've seen it, but I heard to really have one is amazing.
Yeah, my parents just got one. They love it. But again, you've got to have a plan to put the content on it. Everybody loves speed. It's only, it's only going up. So I think a lot of people on, you know, by 3 o'clock Christmas afternoon, I think moms in particular, it's funny because a lot of times dads are that the head of the household, the male in the house is the one who does the TVs, et cetera, but moms are in charge of Christmas. So anybody listening to this, when, you know, you're out shopping and you want everything to be a big hit and you've gotten so much trouble and you've wrapped them and you've gotten all the right stuff, imagine if the one thing you didn't get was the speed to have them all run on. I mean, that's when I heard that, I thought, this is the story I'm doing because that would happen to me.
Yeah, you feel the need for speed, but you got to make sure you can do it. And you got
exactly.
To set up for sure.
Exactly.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Regina Lewis, always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks so much for joining us.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Into the mailbag head first and come out covered in all of your emails. A lot of it Ebola-like, so let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thanks. This one from Arnie, who says, Kate, wow, you need to move or else you need to shake off the Ebola blues. Sounds like Ebola is following you, my friend. I heard you were in New York City. Doctor comes down with Ebola, but you brought it from Dallas with you because that's where Mr. Duncan came in from Liberia, and the two nurses also contracted Ebola. Where are you going next? I'll make sure that I don't go to that state. It does feel like that, doesn't it? My family was busting my chops about it, but it was just coincidence. Thank you very much. And, you know, what's interesting is Chris Christie had that big tussle over the quarantine nurse, the healthcare worker who came back from West Africa, and the president decided he was going to bite back. because he said, don't react out of fears of Ebola. And he actually, before he went off to Wisconsin, held a little presser and talked about Ebola. And a lot of that was shots at Christian Cuomo, too, the governor of New York, for ordering quarantines of medical workers that are coming back just to do it. And Obama told reporters on the White House South Lawn that he had spoken by phone with Amber Vinson, the Dallas nurse who got Ebola while treating a patient, which was Tom Duncan, but was discharged from Emory University Hospital on Tuesday after doctors declared her free of the virus. So he's saying he's going to meet with health workers who have returned from West Africa on Wednesday, and that we just don't need to react based on our fears by, he says, imposing policies that discourage more workers from volunteering in the area that is the epicenter of the Ebola outbreak. I don't know. Interesting, isn't it? More on Ebola from you. Johnny says, why didn't we stop those flights in the first place? I mean, listen, I'm no conservative, but I don't think it's a completely political issue whatsoever. Why would we even risk bringing that into the United States? Because we see how innocently enough it can be transferred. We don't know all the ins and outs, and there is no cure, and that's the key thing. No cure, Kate. We know what that means. There is a chance you don't make it out on the other end. Let's talk to Kent Brantley, that doctor that you've talked about before, who feels lucky to be alive. Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I just don't even take the politics out of it. But I guess it is political because you have lines that are already being drawn. Okay, this is fear-mongering. We got to have people to go over there, so we can't be discouraging them from going over there. So we can't stop the flights. We don't want to do that. And we don't want to dampen the spirits of the people who want to go over and volunteer and help. But here's what's interesting. The president said different rules apply for the military people who have been deployed to West Africa. The Army has a 21-day quarantine on returning troops. 21 days. So, okay, so what's good enough for the troops isn't good enough for a healthcare worker that comes back to New York or New Jersey or Indiana or Iowa or Sarasota, Florida. I don't get it. I just don't get it. And he said we don't expect to have similar rules for our military as we do for our civilians either. So, yeah, I got to say that's weird. If I'm serving, I'll get the 21 days. If I'm not, I shouldn't have to go through the 21 days. Read the book, The Hot Zone. It's based on a true story. So it's a novel written like a novel, but it's a true story. And it's creepy when you read it. I'm creepy in the sense that it really shows you what can happen innocently enough. Let's put it that way. Here's another Ebola comment from Max. Kate, Ebola, Ebola, Ebola. The truth is the variables. You use that word a lot. We don't know what we don't know. Sounds ignorant, but it is the problem. Ask the West African families who have lost so much as far as friends, family, and others. 5,000 dead. The stats don't lie. It's deadly, sister. I don't think it's so awful to take a hard stance on letting people with Ebola into the country, on purposely flying them here, and then what, having to quarantine them? I think the nurses have to be quarantined. I think the doctors have to be quarantined. I think the healthcare workers have to be quarantined. Yeah, I'm going with that statement. You're rocking right on, Max. There's no question. I mean, especially if it was massive exposure. If it wasn't, maybe it's a little bit different. But when you're talking about a lot of exposure, you really are gambling. And I don't think it's worth gambling. Let's move on from Ebola. Paul says, the explosion in the sky from the video that I saw, I've watched a couple of different times, Kate, it's very frightening. Frightening in the sense that it's lucky that it was that far off the coastline. If it had been closer in, you can bet people would have been killed. But that didn't happen, thank goodness. So check me if I'm right or wrong. In Hawaii, we've got lava flow. We have an explosion of a rocket on the East Coast. We have a sheriff who doesn't want to resign in Ferguson, Missouri. And we have an election coming up where we're not too sure that many people are going to actually vote. What a world, what a world, what a world. You've been listening. Yeah. And the election has kind of gotten shoved under the rug, although it shouldn't really be shoved under the rug, because politically speaking, it could have significant, I guess, repercussions for some of us, depending on who your representative is. Are you hoping you get somebody out? Are you hoping to get somebody in? Is it a stranglehold on the office that you don't agree with? What is it? And now we have more word that voting machines might be rigged. I mean, what's the difference between the United States voting or a banana republic voting? I don't know. Quicker lines. That's it. So what are the voting machines that might be rigged? In North Carolina, with Hagan and Tillis as close as they are, you would wonder if someone would try to jimmy-rig those. But the ones that look as though they were tampered with were in Maryland and Illinois. I know you're shocked by that. This is where you insert the joke. But watchdog.org, they say both states have characterized the problem as a calibration issue. But there are software developers and other experts who focus on touch screens, and they say the explanation is bogus. Saying that it's a software issue is incredibly suspicious, that a bug like that could slip through accidentally. So you have Maryland voters in several locations who were placing early ballots for the midterm elections, and they found that when they pressed the touch screen in favor of the Republican candidates, I said this on another show, their votes appeared in Democratic columns. Somebody zoom in here on this one, I have to believe. The idea, whoever came up with the word, oh, it's a calibration, because machines are calibrated, it's a calibration problem, knew that that was a good thing to say. Knew it. But there should be suspicion. It sounds suspicious to me. With all the technology, with all the things that we can do, we can't seem to pull this off. I'll say it again. I don't understand how that's possible. How's that possible? We can link phones. We can take a phone and bump another phone, but we can't figure out a touch screen. And a machine, nah, that's rigged. It does feel like it's rigged. But how'd that happen? Where were those machines? They're so good usually about the seals. I think it's pretty tough to figure out a way to perpetrate fraud. And will that voter fraud be out there in some of the tighter races? I mean, where are we going to see these machines? They say they're being calibrated. And there is a conspiracy theory that that's what's going to happen. In places where we know it's a tight, tight race. All right, we're on a race. We're on a mission to take you to the movies. That's next on America Tonight.
We all all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams.
Each and every week here on America Tonight, I always say if you go to a movie, send us a cheap movie review because you help us out. You know, if you really see something in the movie that you think some of us will like, tell us if it's worth plopping down the dough to go and see it on a big screen versus waiting to actually stream it where it's one cheaper and you're at home. And, you know, maybe we just don't feel like going to the movies. But for a good movie, for an anticipated movie, and then it's you get the payoff, there is no, I just think there's nothing like it. Because you escape. You escape whatever else is going on in your world. And it's if it's worth it, then you don't care about shelling out the cash. Because, I mean, how much are you paying for movies? $9, $10, more than that? Well, you know, this is Halloween. So during Halloween, scary movies are really played up. And even what they're doing now in theaters, they're having the classics come back so you can see the original Halloween. So you can see the original Carrie, if you remember, with Sissy Spacek as the lead in that. And then they remade it, but you can see the original one. And it might be kind of cool to see some of the classic movies that way. Out this week is a movie called Before I Go to Sleep. Take a listen.
You had an accident. It was a bad accident. You had head injuries. You have problems remembering things.
What things? What?
Everything. You store up information for a day. When you wake up in the morning, it's all gone. You're back to your early 20s.
You can hear Colin Firth's voice. You might have recognized him. Nicole Kidman is the main character in this. And she has a catastrophic accident in her mid-20s. You heard Colin Firth explain that. She's now a 47-year-old writer. And she can't form or maintain new memories for more than a day. So she's got this weird existence where she wakes up believing herself to be single, and with the whole lifetime of things in front of her, discovers that instead she lives with her husband with decisions that are already happening, with things that are already made. So she's meeting with the doctor and trying to, creepy in the sense of feeling trapped. Then she tries to recover her memory. There's been a lot of buzz about this movie. It's rated R. It's 1 hour and 32 minutes. And I think the buzz is over the whole mind memory thing. A lot of the conversations we're having every single day about dementia, Alzheimer's, just even the brain's capacity and, you know, what it means when certain things happen to you, like accidents. So could be interesting. Before I Go to Sleep, we move from that to this movie that brings Jake Gyllenhaal back to us. And this may be his best performance ever. I heard from somebody the other day who screened it. It's called, again, Nightcrawler with Jake Gyllenhaal. Take a listen.
We find our viewers are more interested in urban crime, creeping into the suburbs. What that means is a victim, or victims, preferably well off and white, injured at the hands of the poor or a minority.
Just crime.
No. Accidents play. Cars, buses, transplants, fires.
A bloody.
Well, graphic. The best and clearest way that I can phrase it to you, Lou, to capture the spirit of what we air, is think of our newscast as a screaming woman running down the street with her throat cut.
I understand.
Wow. And in this movie, Jake Gyllenhaal is supposedly really, really creepy. And what it is he's a young guy who decides he wants to be part of this whole crime journalism movement, and he crawls around at night. He's a freelance camera guy, and he's filming fires, murders, whatever, you know, bleeds it leads kind of thing, and he gets his way into, tangled into the Nightcrawler thing, where a police siren means a possible, I guess, money windfall for him. So victims mean money. Sounds like paparazzi to me in a different way. And I think that's kind of what this is about. It's kind of about that blurred line.
And it's also the return of Rene Russo, who has been kind of off the scene for the last couple of years. I think she was in one of the Thor movies within the last year or two, but other than that, I don't remember her from anything since the early 2000s. So she's been away for a little bit.
She has. I really like Rene Russo. I think she's good. I think she's a good actress.
She had a string there in the late 90s where she was in, like, almost every movie. It started out with, like, Tin Cup and then Tom's Crown Affair. Like, there were just all these movies she was in.
Yeah, and remember our pal Brandon Lang, who comes on the show, the movie that was about him, Two for the Money,
yep,
she was one of the lead characters.
Too.
Yeah, and he told the story about meeting her golfing and pitching the story, and boom, they ended up doing it. But she has a big role in this. And Bill Paxton is also in it, too. And he supposedly is pretty good in this one. And there are a lot of people talking about it. I'd be interested in this movie, for sure, because I like the theme of it. It's a long movie, though, so 1 hour, 57 minutes. And it's called Nightcrawler. And it has potential written all over, but it's kind of one of those, it's kind of an indie movie, where you've got Fury, the Brad Pitt movie, that's starting to rake in some dough. It's been out now for 3 weeks, and it's brought in 13 million last weekend. It's up to 46 million and counting. So it's been out 2 weeks. 46 million. But the big movie that everybody went to see, and here it is Halloween, is a movie called Gone Girl that Ben Affleck starred in. And it was a long movie, 2 hours and 15 minutes. So far, in 4 weeks, $124 million. $124 million. So of everything that's come out lately, that's been probably the biggest. The Equalizer is another one. That's been out for 5 weeks, and that's had that's raked in like $93 million. And of course, because it's Halloween, scary movies maybe get turned up a little bit and become pretty interesting to people. And animated features always seem to do well. I saw Guardians of the Galaxy over the summer with my nephew, and that's been out for 13 weeks now. And that just keeps on bringing people in. $328 million and change. So there was certainly an audience for that. And now we're at the point where we're close to the holidays. So some of the big movies come out. It's on either end of the spectrum. Either you have the spring into summer movies, really at the beginning of summer, there's big releases. And now this becomes the time where movies that they think will hit, some of them hold them back and they release them now. Another sleeper movie that's gotten a lot of critical acclaim is one called Birdman. And Birdman isn't out in wide release, so it might not even be out in your neck of the woods, wherever you're listening to me. But this is the return of Michael Keaton. You know, Matt's talking about the return of Rene Russo. This is Michael Keaton. And they say this is a great role for him. And it kind of plays on the theme of, hey, big famous guy, Birdman, and where is he now? And the whole struggling actor thing. And there's a lot of well-known people in that movie, too. And I think that'll be out there in bigger release and may find a little bit of an audience, too. It's certainly not going to be as big as some of the other movies that I mentioned. If you go and catch a flick, please, please, please send us your cheap movie review, AmericaTonight.net.
Complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.